old business, new business?
Okay, over there.
About this notion of the development person.
I think that's a terrific idea, actually. It sounds like I'm agreeing with Justice Simonis for the first time ever, but that's not actually the case. I think it's a terrific idea. And it honestly had never occurred to me, but I do think that we are probably missing.
We are, in technology in particular.
Right. And we could be doing some great stuff.
Well, like, so this mental health, the STEM model, anecdotally, in that one, there's grant money out there for that.
Yeah,
Who are we going to have to write that application, right? I mean, there'd be a go-to person. I'm sure there's lots of those kind of projects and things that are out there that could take advantage of that.
Just finished writing a grant proposal for the appellate court
project,
for example.
Right.
But it's a real skill, and to put it in one place, and that person then kind of develops those relationships and opportunities across the country.
Well, and can be sort of actively looking for them.
Right.
And have the connections through the development. Yeah.
Is it the kind of service you could contract for? An organization that specializes in it?
There are, but they're not cheap. And, a good development director will pay for herself or himself in the first grant.
It would also be really nice to have somebody develop sort of in-house expertise about the courts.
The ones that consult that I know of outside are generally doing it on a kind of a big project capital campaign kind of basis, small grant requests, and it comes with a price tag.
So, the responsibilities of this person is solely grant writing, pursuing grants for multiple job description.
Development director for me is someone that is looking at, cultivating relationships with all kinds of different community support groups. It's principally based on obtaining funding from those groups, but they also serve as kind of a community liaison as well. And by community, it could be a national community made up of the drug court people or a local community of supporters.
Do we know of other states that have? I mean, that's typically a creature of a private entity, right?
Like the universities have. Not only across the campus as a whole, but each college. I mean, they raise a ton of money. So, other governmental organizations.
Right.
I don't know about other judiciaries, but I'm also, what the heck?
I wonder if it may be helpful to contact our allies in the legislature and talk to them about this. I can see some philosophical backlash to the idea from our legislature of giving us money to hire somebody to petition the federal government for funding. I mean, I'd love to have our own person, and I think it's a great idea. I think we ought to have some legislators on our side saying this is what they're trying to do, and this is what it could lead to, because I think there could be some philosophical pushback.
Yeah, I think it's probably the opposite. I don't mind talking to them, but I think it's probably the opposite. They're paying in a lot of money that we don't get, that we're not taking advantage of.
But you look at the Medicaid issue, and they've been totally fine with that, right? I mean, they've been carrying the banner for turning down a lot of federal money that's been available at the legislature. I'm not fighting the concept. I just wonder, before we go too far, if we want to have some allies defending our push to do this.
Isn't court improvement project? They write grants. I see grants all the time. All these staff.
That's true. Right. Today it's
court improvement staff.
So it's not something
for that niche.
It's not something foreign to us. We just love you. We have some expertise.
Katie? Development director, in terms of a full-time position, that's something that the council could consider as we move into the spring and summer meetings. I mean, this is a notion that can be developed, can be considered more fully, and
just wanted to plant the seed.
I think it's a great thing.
really quite compelling.
I would be really curious to see if other state court systems use them, and if you can have somebody do that full time too, right? I mean, I think that was sort of the question. Can we keep that person busy with what? And
I'll start looking. Yeah. I think we keep that person more than busy.
Right.
That's not
right.
Yeah, the national senator, I'm sure, has information on that.
Yeah.
If I may just make a comment, I think it's a great idea to have someone that can help find the money, get going.
Right.
I think where we're at already is in the training, implementation, and follow-up as these programs roll out. So I would be, I just throw that out as something to keep on the table, that if we find someone that can be the programmatic finder of dollars, how do we support that on the back end, not only as a statewide, but local district level? Because I think we could get top heavy. Just like we're fighting right now with IT, they've got more than they can put out. I think we could get there very quickly in other areas.
Is the issue monitoring the expenditure of the funds to make sure that they're within the grant parameters, right? Is that what you're referring to?
Well, there's a lot. Once you get a grant, that's just the beginning. The real work begins when you have to start monitoring and managing that grant.
Right, that's...
But not only that, the product that is created from that grant, whatever it is, has to be implemented somehow. And I think we haven't been able to implement the
That depends on what the grant's for. So you would have, that would have to go through, right? You wouldn't implement the grant unless you had those in place.
Right, and I guess that's what I'm trying to say. Keep in mind as we go forward, we need to make sure we
But administration is also part of what the director would do.
Just for what it's worth.
I have a question. Back on, so the NCSD system review phase two was on our agenda for action?
Well, I...
action?
There isn't. In the administrator's report, we
just said that
we're behind for the contract.
So we don't have an action.
We do not have an action.
Okay. Right.
So that's
sure
just
that
been stricken. And I'm going to move that we go into executive session for purposes of discussing personnel matters.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That motion carries.